a rocky coastline with an ancient lighthouse perched on top. Hallmark Channel presents Title Card, Moriah's Lighthouse. Below, an attractive woman in her mid-30s gazes up at the lighthouse. The wind lifts her long, wavy blonde hair as she pushes her bicycle along. The bike's basket holds wildflowers. She rides her bike, stopping near the keeper's house, a long, neglected building. She gazes at the house. Subtitles.
Un jour, tu seras de nouveau belle.
One day you will be beautiful again. She looks down at some trash and a beer bottle on the ground. And people will treat you with respect.
Tu mérites. Tu verras.
I will see to this. She rides on. She rides her bike past the lighthouse on a dirt road into the marketplace of a rustic village.
Hello, Sylvain.
Bonjour, Caroline.
She greets people as she rides. A man with a horse-drawn flower cart greets her.
Salut, Maurice.
Ah, Moriah. Comment ça va?
Très bien.
Attends, I have something for you.
A bundle of lavender.
Ah, my favorite.
Moriah.
And what is the occasion today?
Flowers are best given when there is no occasion. Enjoy.
Merci.
Give Kathleen my love.
Oui.
Moriah rides off. Another man greets her as she passes a cafe.
Bonjour, Régis.
Bonjour, Moriah. De baguettes, comme d'habitude.
He sets a bundle of baguettes in her basket. She pays him.
Merci. À toute.
À toute.
Moriah rides off. She rides her bike through a narrow alley. Rounding the corner, she stops in front of a quaint woodworking shop. The sign on the door reads Belle Chose. Moriah parks her bike against the building and takes a moment to appreciate the pretty shop. She unlocks the door and steps inside. Next, Moriah is polishing an antique cabinet. She speaks to the cabinet.
I'm not supposed to say this, but I think you're my favorite.
Now Moriah takes out her phone and makes a call.
Brigitte. Oui, yes, it's finished. How does 3 p.m. sound? Super. Okay, I'll see you then.
She hangs up and pockets her phone. Now back in the marketplace. Back in the town square. A handsome, lost-looking man in his mid-30s approaches the bread vendor. Bread man.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
The man.
I'm trying to find my hotel, Castle Beausite.
You're looking for a chateau?
Vous cherchez un château?
Yes, a castle.
The bread man gives directions.
Alors, vous allez tout droit.
You go to the right.
Huh?
À gauche.
Then left.
Yes.
Et ensuite à droite.
Then straight ahead.
Et vous y êtes.
And there you are.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
He points to a baguette.
What do you call that?
Baguette.
Baguette. Same in English.
Une?
The bread man holds up a finger.
Two.
The tourist holds up two fingers.
Merci. Oh.
Now Moriah exits her shop, locking the door. She puts an envelope in her bike basket that still contains the flowers. She gets on her bike and rides off. She rides down the cobbled street past a man playing an accordion. Moriah. Beautiful Leon, as always.
Comme toujours!
Moriah continues riding down the cobbled street. The tourist continues looking for his castle. He carries two baguettes under his arm. He sees a sign, Attention Vélo. Watch out for bikes. He walks looking down at his phone. Moriah crashes into him, knocking him down. The baguettes go flying. The man from the ground.
Are you crazy?
Me? You're the one daydreaming in the middle of the road.
You're the one biking like a maniac.
In France, bicycles have the right of way. You could have killed me.
Ignoring the fact that I'm the one lying in the middle of the road. Ow.
He gets to his feet.
Are you actually hurt? Nothing is broken?
I'm okay. My lunch has seen better days.
He picks up the baguettes in his duffel bag.
It's probably my fault. I was walking with my face in a map.
Okay, well, just, next time, watch where you are walking.
Mariah goes off. Now Mariah arrives at a rustic upscale inn. A man greets her as she rides past the entrance.
Bonjour, Mariah.
Ah, oh, salut, Jacques.
Jacques looks in her basket.
Lavender?
Oh, yes, it's beautiful, no? Would you like some?
It makes me sneeze. Very lovely, though. From a friend or...
Oh, from a very nice man in town with a smile as bright as the sun. They're from Maurice. It's a gift from Maurice.
Okay.
This is...
She gives him the envelope.
From the post. It goes to reception, if you please, kind sir.
Anything for you.
And for the inn.
And for you as well.
But mainly for the inn. Entirely so.
An older woman comes out of the inn.
Merci.
Approaching them.
Perfect timing. Would you mind helping with this? I'm donating them to Emmaus.
Oui.
She gives Mariah a couple of cushions.
Merci, Jacques.
Jacques is dismissed and goes off. The woman gives Mariah a look.
Catherine, he's like my brother.
I know.
Catherine.
He's very sweet. One day you might consider thinking differently about them. There are worse things than finding a man who looks at you the way he does.
Now Mariah and Catherine walk together. Mariah.
I went by the lighthouse this morning. I'm still finding trash everywhere.
And the day you buy it, you can put a big long fence around it, warning people to keep out permanently.
I'm teasing. I know you are going to share it for all the world to see. Listen, I know you hate when I offer, but...
It's important that I find the money myself. Thank you, though. I'm not far off. I just have to sell maybe 200-300 more end tables.
Monsieur!
They spot the tourist dusting himself off.
Have you been in a collision?
As a matter of fact, I have.
He looks at Mariah.
With her.
The two women share a look.
Come and get cleaned up.
Now the women are in the inn's kitchen.
I'm just thankful no one was seriously hurt. The way you ride around on that bicycle, it's a wonder it doesn't happen more often.
What? I'm not the one to blame. He's
the one. Oh, here
the tourist appears.
Nice and clean.
Holding his dirty clothes.
Fresh as a daisy. Good as new.
Mariah glares at Catherine.
Okay.
The tourist.
Thank you for the shower. I was wondering if you have a laundry room.
Oh yes, just for that.
He goes off with his laundry.
Did we get a name?
He pokes his head around.
Ben McCain. Actually, maybe you can help me. I'm looking for a castle. Castle Beausite?
Oh, of course. Mr. McCain, I recall your reservation. We have you for 2 months. I am Catherine Beaufort, the owner of Castel Beausite.
Ah, Beausite.
And this is Mariah, my niece.
Mariah turns around, grinning.
Please forgive me, I have some business to attend to. Mariah, darling, would you please take Mr. McCain over and get him checked in?
What? No, I mean, it's just right there.
Pleasure meeting you, Mr. McCain. Make yourself at home. We are at your service day and night.
Thank you.
Catherine goes off. Ben grins at Mariah. She smirks back. Now they enter the inn. Mariah.
Where are the rest of your bags?
Ben.
Oh, this is it.
Oh, you're staying the entire summer? That's all you brought?
I got packing down to a science. No bags means no hassle.
So you can take it from here?
Ben spots a small wooden cabinet.
Wow, this is gorgeous. Locally built?
Yes, in fact.
Wow, the guy who made this is very good. Look at this inlay. The veneers are perfectly matched. This chamfered leg.
Yes, I know. The guy who made it, she's me.
Ben is surprised.
Oh, seriously? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you worked at the...
No, I have a workshop in town. I work for me.
Well, you have some real skill. I'm very impressed.
Merci. When you live on a small island, if you need something built or repaired, and, well, if you and your neighbor can't do it, then you're out of luck. So we all grow up loving to learn new things.
Yeah, that's why I'm always bouncing around. I love meeting new people, seeing how they live, seeing their world. Life should be an adventure.
Well, if you don't need anything else,
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Judy will check you in.
Mariah goes off. Now two men bring the cabinet Mariah was working on into a shop. Brigitte, the shop owner, directs them where to place it.
Ça, vous pouvez le mettre là, s'il vous plaît, derrière les bonbons, et on mettra l'autre là. Oh, I love it.
Mariah.
Oui?
Yeah, it's amazing. It matches the counters perfectly. You're amazing.
Merci. Okay. I'm almost finished with the second one, and I'll have them bring it by tomorrow.
Parfait. Parfait. Do you know the most common question I get from customers?
How much candy can I take through customs?
I do get that one a lot, but no. Everyone always asks me, who did this incredible woodwork?
Give me his name. And I tell them it's all done by a very talented local artist and woodsmith, philosopher and problem solver, a true Renaissance woman.
Wow. He doesn't say any of that on the card, just my name and number.
And she's humble, that's why we love her.
Look, I know how many hours this took, and I want to say that I still haven't given up hope that one day you'll take some time off so we can drive up the coast or go to Paris.
I know you think I work too much.
You work too much. I understand you're saving your pennies.
All of them.
All I'm saying is, if the invitation for adventure should fall at your feet, take it. You never hear someone fondly recall, remember when I worked all day, so exhausted that my days off were spent sleeping and doing laundry.
I'll keep it in mind.
Next in a restaurant looking at drawings.
So this is the basic idea. And then these frames here, they are already built.
Mariah.
And then once it's assembled, well, we can add whatever decorative elements we want.
Katrine.
That's already more than I could have hoped for. I love what they have done with the curved timber.
Jacques notices something.
This man looks very lost.
Mariah to Ben.
Oh, Mr. McCain.
Oh.
Ben comes to their table.
Really?
You know this man?
Of course.
No, he's a man.
Ben.
Bonjour again. I was actually looking for a place to eat, but everywhere I go, they only speak French. So I just leave. The only words I know are bonjour and adieu.
Ah, hello and goodbye forever?
Yeah, now I see where you go in and out of these places.
Back at the hotel, the restaurant inside have menus, both with English and French.
Thank you.
Ben notices Mariah's drawings.
Oh, these are beautiful. Are you getting married?
Mariah chokes on her coffee.
You must be the lucky man.
We're not getting married.
Yet.
No, the fact is that we have so many requests for weddings by the sea, and Mariah has kindly designed this lovely arbor for me.
I actually do a little design myself.
Really?
Houses, mostly. That's what brought me to France.
You're building here, on the island?
Yes, in fact, we start tomorrow. But I won't bother you anymore. Thank you for the recommendation, and bonsoir.
That's evening.
Ah, bon voyage?
That's have a good trip.
Huh. Bon Jovi.
You're halfway there?
That was funny. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ben goes off.
That's different.
Yes, handsome and charming with no baggage.
I don't trust him.
Jacques sips his coffee. Now evening. The inn, Ben's room. Ben holds a power bar. A sign on the wall reads in French, Veuillez ne pas surcharger le circuit électronique, merci. He begins connecting his electronic devices to the power bar. He plugs in his laptop, then boots it up. Next, he plugs in his phone. Next, he plugs in a tablet and looks at it. It starts charging.
Yes.
He plugs in one last adapter. The room goes dark.
Oh, that's not good.
The entire third floor is dark. The next morning, Jacques and Mariah walk through the inn's dining room. Jacques.
There are signs everywhere. Do not overload. It's simple enough for a child to understand.
Mariah.
Maybe we should put a diagram next to the signs for people who don't want to read them.
And who would choose not to read them?
Ben.
Ben's passing with his breakfast tray.
Bonjour. Good morning. Another beautiful day.
We were just talking about the power issue last night.
Yes, the power went out on my floor. It's wild.
You were not disturbed, I hope.
No, I was out like a light.
A play on words. Very charming. If you'll excuse me, I must check in with the electrician to assess the damage we have suffered. Bonjour.
Et adieu.
Jacques goes off.
Merci, Jacques.
I get the impression he doesn't like me very much.
He's a little irritated. He did spend the morning fielding complaints from angry guests and disposing of melted refrigerator contents.
Well, I hope he finds a culprit.
Oh, they will be caught. People go to prison for this in France.
Ben is concerned.
Seriously?
Oui. You know that there's an app, right, that can translate French for you, so if you don't know what someone is saying or what a sign means?
Right, because I don't know what any of it means.
Mariah turns away.
Hey, do you have any recommendations for things I can do today?
She turns back.
You could take a walk or ride a bicycle. Just stay away from the electrical outlets.
Mariah goes off.
The prison thing wasn't very funny.
Mariah pokes her head out.
It was.
She disappears. Now Ben joins a bike tour. He wheels his bicycle toward a group of tourists gathered on a path near the inn. He approaches the tour leader, Ben.
Bike tour?
The leader looks him over. Subtitles.
Oui, oui, nous partons dans une minute.
Yes, we leave in 1 minute.
Départ dans une minute.
Ben is not dressed for it.
Vous pouvez aller vous mettre à l'arrière du groupe, s'il vous plaît?
Join the group at the back, please. The leader points to the back of the group. Ben moves back.
Nice day for a little jaunt around the island.
A group member.
Comment y a...
What is he wearing? It's a very difficult ride. He's going to die.
Awesome. Should be fun.
Okay, les gars.
The others wear appropriate biking clothing. Ben examines a helmet. They ride off as Ben mounts his bike.
We got some real athletes here.
He straps on his helmet, then follows the group.
Here I come. Okay.
The cyclists ride past the lighthouse. Ben follows behind.
The brochure said Tour of France, not Tour de France.
Any chance we can get a water break? No?
Hey. Now the second cabinet is delivered to Brigitte's candy shop. Brigitte.
I can't thank you enough. If I had the money, I'd have you outfit the entire shop.
Mariah.
If you had the money, I would let you. I do have one other small project I'd love to discuss when you have time. I know you have much bigger pursuits. Are you getting any closer?
The lighthouse. Bit by bit, but honestly, if I don't uncover buried treasure, I think it's going to be at least another year until I have enough money.
If you need help digging, keep at it. Your parents would be very proud.
Mariah sees Ben outside holding a twisted bicycle.
A moment.
Mariah exits the shop. She goes to Ben.
Ben?
Ben.
Oh, Mariah. I was out for a walk like you suggested. I found this bike.
A walk? Mm-hmm. With a helmet?
Ben removes the helmet he's still wearing.
Yep.
Mariah and Brigitte stare at him.
And then there it was.
A sheep?
Yeah, it was a sheep. It was like a sheep.
Now they sit at a cafe table.
I was cruising along with the group, you know, enjoying the tour, keeping up, no problem. And the sheep, it just jumped out right in front of me. Bam.
Brigitte.
Like a stick up.
Did it take your wallet?
You know, I could have actually been seriously injured.
Mm. No, it's very serious. It's very serious. Because the sheep here, they have become quite brazen. We can't leave our keys in our cars because you turn your back for 1 minute and zoom, they're off to the casino.
The women crack up.
Very funny. Glad you're enjoying and laughing at me. Very, yeah.
Just so happy you are safe. I have to go to my studio for a moment, but if you want after that, I can walk you back to the inn.
Thank you. Casino. Thank you very much.
Now Ben and Mariah enter the studio.
Wow.
Ben.
This is an impressive setup.
Mariah.
Thank you. Most of those tools are my grandfather's, but over the years I've added to the collection.
He was a carpenter by trade?
He was a master. He always said that working with wood was life's most intimate connection with nature. He was the kind of man that if you gave him a chisel or a piece of wood, he could make you anything.
Well, obviously you inherited his gene.
Apparently, when I was 7, for my birthday, I asked for a length of rosewood so I could make something beautiful.
Well, lumber is expensive here, yeah?
Yes, if you can even get it. But wood has a beauty some people are still willing to pay for.
Ben looks at a table.
Wow. You must have people lined up around the block.
Yes and no. I'm particular about the projects that I choose. You know, I want every piece to be meaningful, to speak to my heart. Well, that sounds a little silly now that I...
No. I get it. I'm the same way.
Can I see your outdoor space?
Yes.
They step outside. The arbor frame is there.
Ah, from the sketches for weddings. Mm-hmm. The woman who can build anything.
A woman waves from an upper window.
Bonjour, Maria. Bonjour, Micheline.
Micheline ducks back inside.
Well, I'll just go lock up and we can walk back to the inn.
They go in to lock up.
Ready?
Ready as a rat.
Ben draws a smiley face.
Is that an American saying?
On a table.
No, that is something I just came up with and wish I had.
They head out. Now in the town square. Maurice sells some flowers to a customer. Ben and Mariah approach his cart. Maurice climbs down.
Mariah, this is my lucky day.
Salut, Maurice.
And who is this handsome man? Don't tell me you got married secretly and did not invite me to the wedding.
Mariah.
No, and if I had been, surely I would have invited you.
Maurice, sometimes called l'homme aux fleurs, the flower man, at your service.
They shake hands.
Ben McCain, pleasure to meet you. Maurice, do you know a good place to eat around here?
Ah, my friend, this is France. There is no bad place to eat around here. Now, both of you, hop in. I will take you.
Oh, no, because I have to...
Not going to let him eat alone?
Surely not.
They both climb into Maurice's horse-drawn cart. Now the cart moves down the cobbled street. Next, Ben and Mariah sit at a table outside a cafe. Server awaits their order. Ben to Mariah.
Why don't you order for the both of us? Surprise me.
Mariah. Fine oysters from Claire Yves Papin.
De Claire Yves Papin.
And clams for two.
Claire pas lourde. Oui, ça va, pour deux.
Yeah, that's it.
To begin, Bulot.
Snails.
Thank you. Merci.
The server goes off. Ben.
So, is your family from here?
Yes, as far back as we can trace on both sides. My mother's family opened the inn in the 1920s, first as a boarding house, and my father's family were keepers of the lighthouse.
The lighthouse? I saw that today on my ride. Wow, you really have stayed local.
And this is your first time in France.
Oui. What gave me away? I like to come early. You know, meet the locals. Learn things the French way.
Ah, and tell me, what have you learned?
Mariah sips her water.
I learned that everybody is very happy, that they really seem to know how to enjoy themselves. And the food. The food is incredible. I had 3 baguettes today alone.
Oh. Okay, lesson number 1, quality over quantity. Maybe 1 incredible baguette enjoyed, it's enough.
And lesson number 2?
Why don't you try lesson number 1?
Servers arrive with food.
Merci.
Merci.
Okay, so what are we eating?
Les yeux du calmar.
Calamari eyes.
Oh, calamari.
Yes, the eyeball.
Ben looks skeptically at the food.
No, it's sea snail.
Ah. Snails. Okay. Bon appétit.
Bon appétit. Okay.
Ben attempts to get the snail out of the shell. Now back in his room.
Bonjour.
Using his phone.
Bonjour.
Ben learns French.
S'il te plaît.
S'il te plaît.
S'il te plaît.
S'il te plaît.
He puts the phone down. He's also working on the drawing of a building. He's distracted by the laughter. Ben sets aside his drawing and goes to look out the window. He looks down at the patio below. Next, Ben emerges out onto the patio. Katrine is serving a customer.
Merci beaucoup. Bonne soirée.
The server.
Bonsoir, monsieur. Vous voulez boire quelque chose? Something to drink?
Ben.
Ah, yes.
Katrine.
I look for it.
Helps him out.
If you enjoy cider, it's very similar. Tart, but refreshing.
Deux, s'il te plaît.
Oh, very good.
Together, they walk out onto the deck.
Well, this is quite a little slice of paradise you found here.
Yes, you're right.
They look out over the water.
You're enjoying your time so far?
Oh, yes, very much. In fact, I made it into town this morning. I got to see Mariah's studio.
She invited you?
Well, not exactly. I had another bike incident.
Oh.
The cider arrives.
Merci. She really is something, and her work is...
Ben looks over at Mariah serving customers.
Extraordinary.
Her father's family were all very talented, her grandfather especially. When Mariah's parents passed, she stuck to him like glue.
Oh, her parents? I had no idea.
It was when she was quite little. Home for you is?
That is a good question. I bounce around so much for work, I'm not sure I really know anymore.
Is that typical for an architect?
Well, for the kind of work I do, yes. But it's also a choice. I like not knowing what the next chapter holds.
A man who designs homes and doesn't have one to call his own.
I suppose I haven't found a place where the desire to stay is as strong as the desire to move on.
You remind me very much of someone I used to know.
They clink glasses. Now in Katrine's kitchen. Katrine.
I had a nice chat with our American guest.
To Mariah.
He spoke very highly about your work and how much he enjoyed the lunch you had together.
Mariah.
I know what you're thinking.
I'm thinking nothing. But he's here for the whole summer.
And?
He's quite charming. Not at all disturbing on the eyes.
And?
You both have common interests. An appreciation for design.
And?
Mariah arranges flowers.
Perhaps, should the occasion arise, it might be not so terrible to get to know him a little better.
Okay. Tati, the last thing in the world that I'm looking for, it's romance.
That's exactly when you find it.
Mariah's on her way out.
I don't date tourists. Stimmt, Tati. Love you.
Another morning, Katrine is outside the inn. Mariah exits out the front. Mariah.
Tati. Is Jacques nearby?
Katrine.
Oh, he's back around lunch, I believe. Is it urgent?
I'm having some pieces of the arbor delivered today. I was hoping he could help carry them.
Oh, I'll be very disappointed to have missed the occasion. But perhaps someone else could be of help.
Ben just happens to be passing by.
Hi.
Now Ben's helping Mariah. Ben.
Well, I think these are the last ones. Can I give you a hand putting it together?
Mariah.
No, thank you. Wouldn't want to ruin your plans for the morning.
I don't have any plans.
No more bicycle tours.
You're right. I haven't had the best luck with bicycles on this trip so far. I was hoping to make it one day without getting injured.
For you, that could be tough.
Okay.
Merci.
Ben goes off.
Thank you.
Ah, you're welcome.
Now Mariah erects the arbor. She looks up to see Ben pulling a small blue boat toward the water. What's he doing? Mariah climbs down from her ladder and goes to Ben.
Ben, qu'est-ce que tu fais? What are you doing?
Ben.
I was just going to go out in the boat.
In that?
Yeah.
You know that's not the boat, right? You take that to your boat.
Ah.
Yeah, and have you checked the tide schedule? Because if you don't time it properly, you could be stranded in the bay.
I'll be back in an hour, tops.
If you come back at all. Where are you planning to go?
I just go out in the bay
Maybe go around and get a better look at the lighthouse?
Ah, le phare.
Next, Ben and Mariah are in a motorboat. Next, they're climbing the rocks by the lighthouse. Ben.
I find architecture is often viewed as a technical skill. But I've always considered form to be an equal, if not greater, counterpoint to function. And form comes directly from the heart. The lighthouse, for example, it exists solely for the purpose of function, yet every lighthouse is different. Why? Because each lighthouse carries a piece of the designer's heart.
Mariah.
You're very,
They stop and look at each other.
Inattendu.
Inattendu. Tommy is out my translator, so I'm going to assume that means pleasant to stroll along a pathway.
A traveling architect whose entire life fits into a single bag.
What else do you need?
Family. You need family, no? Without family, we have no history, no roots. We're floating on the wind.
Doesn't sound so bad to me.
They continue walking.
And this is why you travel?
I travel because it's what I know. But I also love my work. I love creating something out of nothing. I love taking the old and making it new.
I love taking the old and keeping it old. Every grain of wood, every nail, every fleck of paint, it has a story to tell, a history, a piece of the designer's heart.
So, the lighthouse was rebuilt.
Yes, in 1946, after it was destroyed during the war.
And you're planning on buying
it? They walk toward the keeper's house.
The lighthouse? No, in France, they're owned by the government. But the lightkeeper's house can be purchased. My father's family has lived in that house since the day it was built. One day, I plan to restore every last inch of it.
A man is entering the keeper's house.
The lightkeeper's
Mariah looks at the house, concerned.
Mariah, hold up!
She heads for the house. A man exits the house.
Monsieur! Monsieur, c'est une propriété privée. It's private property.
I know it's private property. No need to shout.
He shakes Ben's hand.
Ben, hello. Liz, hello.
Wait, you know this man?
Nicolas Martin.
Maria, Beaufort.
They shake hands.
Enchanté. Mr. McKinney is quite the brilliant architect. Have you seen the design he's dreamt up for this place?
Quel endroit? What place?
Mariah looks at Ben.
This place.
The site of my new home.
Mariah looks devastated. She marches off. Ben follows.
Mariah, I think there's been a serious miscommunication.
Seems pretty straightforward to me.
I was hired to design a house. I had no idea whose land it was on.
You haven't been hired to design a house. You've been hired to tear one down. Mine, my family's.
I think that if you saw my plans, you would see...
I don't need to look at your plans. You just told me exactly how you operate. Out with the old. Is that not true?
With the house, yes, but we're not going to touch the lighthouse.
The house and the lighthouse are one and the same. How can you not see that? How can you not... Why bother? I know your feelings about history. You're the last person who would understand.
Mariah.
Mariah walks away. Now in Katrine's kitchen. Katrine preps vegetables. Mariah enters.
Did you know?
Katrine.
About what? About the house, but it's been bought by an investor and he's planning to demolish it.
Slow down, Mariah. I don't have a clue. What are you talking about? What investor? What house?
The lightkeeper's house. That's why Ben is here. He's been hired to design the project. They're going to tear it down and build a private residence.
Mariah, of course I didn't know. But who's this investor, this man?
Entrez.
The man from the lightkeeper's house enters. Katrine recognizes him. Nicholas.
Hello, Katrine.
Mariah looks at Katrine.
Nicholas?
Am I the only one who doesn't know this man?
I'm confused. You bought the house.
It was time to come home.
It's been 30 years. Without warning? Without as much as a word?
Look, I feel badly if I've stepped on anyone's plans, but I assure you...
I think you should go.
Katrine.
Nicholas, please.
Nicholas leaves. Mariah looks at Katrine confused. Now in the town square, Nicholas walks with Ben. Nicholas.
Just like that, I've become the villain.
Oh, I'm not sure that's true.
Ben.
Two people chasing the same dreams, that doesn't make you a bad guy.
I fear it may be a little more complicated than that.
They sit down at a cafe table.
Merci.
Merci.
You know, this island is very special to me. I grew up here. I fell in love for the first time here. It's the only place that's ever truly felt like home. I think I wanted that feeling again. You know, in the end, it's never just a place that brings you back. It's the people. Always the people.
Now back at the inn with Mariah and Katrine. They sit outside on a bench. Katrine.
He had this quality, this confidence, like a movie star. He was quite serious, adventurous. When we met, he was in the military. He wanted to study medicine in America. He was always reading. I felt for him in an instant.
Mariah.
Is that why he left? To study?
The war and the Gulf. France sent soldiers to fight alongside the Americans.
And then what? He just... Well, he never came back? He never returned?
It wasn't so simple. It was just after...
After my parents died.
You were so little. A teeny bird with a broken wing. This was your home. You needed to stay here, to heal, to feel safe and grow. Nicholas wanted to see the world. But he was a good man. If he'd known the truth, he would have returned to make a life with me. I believed in my heart he would wake up one day and resent me for it.
Well, so you gave him up for me?
No, my darling. You are my greatest gift. I gave him up for him.
Mariah rests her head on Katrine's shoulder. Katrine takes her hand.
I'm so sorry for the lighthouse.
Now the inn lobby. Evening. Jacques greets Ben as he enters.
Mr. McCain.
Jacques.
A pleasant evening, I hope.
Ben.
Not the best, actually.
Ben moves on. Now the lighthouse at dusk. The next day in the market square, Ben approaches Maurice's flower cart. Ben.
Bonjour, Maurice.
Maurice snubs him. Now Ben approaches the baguette seller.
Bonjour again. I was wondering if I could try...
Épuisé. Sold.
Sold. Sold out?
Épuisé. Désolé pour ça.
Sold out. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Ben walks away. Ben overhears talk.
Non, détruit entièrement pour en faire une...
No, torn down completely to build a residence. It's inconscionable.
Is there...
He approaches Mariah, chatting at a table with Brigitte.
I don't know what
Bonjour.
We can do.
Bonjour.
Brigitte.
I should be getting back.
Brigitte goes off. Mariah.
Hello.
May I?
Yes, of course.
Ben takes Brigitte's seat.
Look, I feel terrible about how things went down. I did not set out to ruin people's lives. Suddenly I feel like public enemy number one.
You have to understand, the people in this town, we're family. Lesson number two. The people in your life are everything. And when one of us hurts... We all do.
Now back in her wood studio, Mariah's at work on a piece. She spots the happy face Ben drew in the dust on the table. Now Mariah goes to the lightkeeper's house. Ben is working there. Mariah.
Thought maybe I would find you here.
She carries a bottle of cider. Ben.
Not planning on bashing me over the head with that, are you?
And, waste good cider? No, I would drink it first.
She holds out the bottle. Ben takes it.
I see.
About lesson number two. that you were unfairly thrust into the middle of all of this, and I know you're just doing your job.
Definitely wasn't personal.
These things are always personal to someone. But it's not fair for you to shoulder the blame. You're right. I don't know you. And if I characterized you unfairly, je suis désolée. I'm sorry.
Well, if you're interested, maybe you can show me through your eyes.
Now they enter the keeper's house. Mariah.
From the day of its completion, my father's family, the Beauforts, were the sole keepers of the lighthouse.
Mariah picks up a fallen chair.
During both world wars, while the men were off fighting, the women, they stood by to make sure the light stayed on. My father was raised in this house.
Why was it sold off?
My family never owned it. The residence was afforded to the lighthouse keeper for the term of their service, but the property always belonged to the government. Once it was decommissioned, it became my father's dream to one day save up enough money to buy it. But I'm sure your plans are very nice. But this property tells the story of my family for generations. My father was born here. If it's torn down, it's all I have left of them.
Now back at the inn on the patio, Katrina's potting flowers. Nicholas approaches. Nicholas.
Catherine.
Catherine.
Nicholas, please. I don't know what your hope is, but...
My hope is nothing. This is my home. I've always planned to return. My intention was not to reopen old wounds.
And yet here you are.
Why didn't you tell me about Moriah all those years ago? You just stopped responding. Silence. Like I was nothing. I would have come back.
And then what? I knew what you wanted. You would have lasted a year before getting restless. You had big dreams you wanted to pursue.
But I didn't get to. I didn't get to pursue them because all those dreams included you.
Katrine looks at Nicholas.
The torment you put me through. Wondering where I went wrong. If you had fallen in love with someone else.
I'm sorry.
Katrine walks away. Later, Nicholas and Ben run into each other. Ben.
Nicholas.
Benjamin.
I was hoping I'd find you.
And I you.
I had a thought.
As did I.
Does it involve the lighthouse?
It involves a woman.
Oh. Should we walk and talk?
We should probably sit and drink.
Come on. So tell me.
Now Katrine's kitchen.
And then what?
Mariah.
And then I rushed away. I didn't know what to say.
Mariah.
Okay.
I'm telling you because maybe I'm supposed to feel angry at him about the lighthouse, but what I'm really feeling is more complicated. It's taken me a lifetime to realize that things rarely work out as planned, but we can choose how to move forward. We can still shape the pages, even if we didn't write the narrative. I've been angry at the world for a long time about a lot of things. I don't want to be angry anymore.
Mariah puts a hand on Katrine's arm. Now Ben enters Mariah's small studio. The door is unlocked. Ben.
Mariah?
Mariah's outside working on a chest.
Ah, pourquoi tu veux pas rentrer? Allez. Tu peux rentrer?
Don't need a translator to know that those are not words of encouragement.
Mariah.
It's the, you know, the vintage flathead screws. That it won't go in the hinge.
May I? I'll just...
Ben holds the hinge.
Hold it.
Mariah turns the screwdriver.
Merci.
So, Mariah closes the chest.
You know, the little stubborn ones.
Stubborn ones that make life interesting.
I talked to Nicholas today. His intention was to only ever live in the place he loves the most, surrounded by the people he loves the most. He wants to keep the house, to restore it. But he wants you to oversee the project.
Me?
You. You have the skill, and you're the only person who will make sure that it is done properly. But we have to start in a week.
Mariah shakes her head.
No. No, I don't think that I can...
Mariah, I understand that this is disappointing. It's not what I had in mind either. I spent a year working on those plans, and frankly, I am pretty proud of them. But you know and I know that leveling that house is not the right thing to do. You have an opportunity to turn your vision into a reality, so don't... Don't do it for me. Don't do it for Nicholas. Do it for yourself. If you say no, I understand. But please, we could use your help.
Ben starts to walk away.
Okay. For me. I'll do it for me.
Great. Start making preparations.
Next at the keeper's house, Mariah addresses the crew.
As some of you already know, this is a monumental moment for me. And I'm so honored to be working alongside each of you. Above all, the aim is to preserve. Please, let's be surgical in our approach whenever possible. I ask that you use the same care that you would if this was your home. And also have fun, please. Super, bon courage.
Mariah looks at Ben.
What?
Ben.
Nothing. Let's see what we're dealing with.
They enter the keeper's house.
Well, it smells like a locker room.
Oh, it's just must. Don't breathe it in.
Well, I'm smelling it, so that would suggest I'm breathing it.
Oh, well, stop breathing.
Ah, you'd miss me too much.
Sors le bois. Merci.
You know, it's in remarkably good shape considering the age. How about tapered casement around the flue? It's a work of art.
Oui, yeah, my grandfather, he did all the millwork, the casement, the moldings, the corbels here. Sans laisse, tu peux sortir le bois?
Mariah directs the crew.
Is there water damage in here at some point?
It's possible.
Looks like the molding around the window is rotted out at the bottom. Do you think you could mill some new stuff?
It's a big job.
Well, we could always blow this window out and put in a double glazed casement window.
I'll throw you through a double glazed casement window.
Work continues on the keeper's house.
Ah, oui, super. On va leur donner une seconde vie, hein?
Mariah, I think I found something.
What?
Ben calls Mariah over to a wardrobe.
Looks like there's an opening back there.
What?
Mariah looks behind.
What in the world?
Yeah, I tried to move it, but it's not budging.
Mariah pulls on the wardrobe, moving it.
You get in a lot of fights as a kid.
No, the other children were afraid of me.
Shall we?
They step in behind the wardrobe. There's a staircase leading down to a small, dusty room. Ben and Mariah approach a chest of drawers. Inside, they find a dusty box. Mariah takes the lid off the box. Inside the box is a comb and a razor handle. Under that, a bundle of old letters.
They are old letters.
Now Katrine walks down the street carrying a basket of vegetables. She approaches an iron gate. Behind the gate in a cottage garden, Nicholas sits at a cafe table reading a newspaper.
Oh.
He gets up, going to the gate to greet her.
Katrine.
Katrine.
I recall how much you love to cook, so I brought you these, fresh from the market.
She gives him the basket.
I haven't thanked you yet for altering your plans with the lighthouse. It means so much to Mariah. And to me, to everybody. Seeing as we are going to be neighbors, I wanted to extend an olive branch. So now I did.
Nicholas.
Thank you. You know, it's really thoughtful, but the old joy of cooking is in having someone to share it with.
Now on a bench, Ben and Mariah read the letters. Mariah.
There were always whispers of my family sheltering allies during the war, but this
Ben.
Is...
Well, look at these dates, 1943, 1944, so during the war.
Yes, and they're all love letters, all written in the same hand. My love, mon trésor, my darling JP, mon cher JP, I think of you often. I long for your breath on my cheek. I will write again when it is safe. Tout mon amour, all my love. It's signed A.
So this JP must have also sheltered there for a time.
Oui.
Now they walk together.
Imagine falling so madly in love and then being torn apart, never knowing when the next letter will arrive or where the person even is.
It's unbearable.
And... spending months on end alone in that tiny room, alone with your thoughts, your worry.
It really makes you appreciate all the things you take for granted.
I would really like to share these letters with Katrine. Would you like to...
Oh, oui, yes, I'd love to.
They enter Katrine's kitchen. Katrine and Nicholas are sharing a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
merci.
Ça va?
Katrine.
Oh, Mariah. I lost track of time. I invited Nicholas to use the kitchen and...
Nicholas.
And I made enough to feed the entire town. Why don't you stay? A meal is meant to be shared.
Mariah.
Okay. Oui, merci. It looks very nice. Thank you.
Thank you. Filet de merlu et ses petits légumes de saison.
A famous local dish. Nicholas does it magnificently. And I found these beautiful vegetables at the farmer's market. So, why don't you help us to dress the table?
Of course.
Ben.
I'm impressed you made this all from scratch.
Millie's serious business around here, and preparation is half of the joy.
They set the table.
Lesson number three. A meal is meant to be savored. Always make time to sit and enjoy. Never walk and eat. Ever. Especially if a mad French woman is barreling towards you on a bicycle.
I noticed the scaffolding up today. You seem to be making good headway.
Yes, Mariah was born to lead this team.
But without Ben, there wouldn't be a team for me to lead.
Well, then, all is well.
Oui, there is one thing.
We think that Mariah's grandparents might have been part of the French resistance. We found a secret room in the basement where we think they could have harbored allies.
Oui, there was some personal effects and there were love letters. They were written to a man, J.P., un étranger, a stranger. We think that they sheltered him during the war.
You only know your grandfather as René, but while he was young, he preferred to be called by his middle name, Jean-Paul. If I recall, he and your grandmother didn't marry until the end of the war. So these letters would likely be...
before they met. So... he kept this woman a secret his entire life.
Now back at Mariah's studio. Mariah stains a piece of furniture. Ben.
Oh, so it was she who was hiding out, this Adrian woman.
Mm-hmm.
So if her family really did work with the Allies, they probably sent her away to hide her. You know, it's like something out of a movie. Beautiful French girl meets a handsome stranger.
How did you know she was beautiful?
Well, she's French.
Do you not have something you need to be doing?
Yeah, I'm working on the kitchen, and I'm waiting for you to finish so we can go on a walk and discuss. So are you finished?
Okay.
Now Ben and Mariah walk through the town square.
You're not being practical.
And you're not honoring the spirit of what we're trying to accomplish
here. The spirit only works if you're not ignoring practicality. What good is a kitchen if it's not functional?
What good is practical if it ignores historical intent?
You haven't even looked at my plans.
I don't need to look at your plans to know that... What? No, what are you looking at? What are you doing?
We're stopping for coffee, which is both practical and in the spirit of what we're trying to accomplish.
No, Ben, we are right in the middle of...
Lesson number three. Allow time for a meal each day. And I haven't had breakfast, so...
Now on a bench, they look at the plans.
So the countertop would be pink granite, like the stone in the lighthouse.
Mm-hmm.
I found a fabricator in Oray that can make it for us. And then the upper cabinets would have leaded glass in it so that it matches with the exterior doors.
The care you've taken, the attention to detail, it's really wonderful. No, it's perfect.
Thank you.
Never in a million years did I imagine this. The French builder and the American architect.
Makes for a good story.
Speaking of which, I have a confession. I read ahead.
The letters didn't.
I'm sorry, I had to.
Oh, it's a brute betrayal on the deepest level.
Okay, but can I tell you?
Yes, please.
Now back at the lighthouse keeper's house. Ben and Mariah work on a piece of furniture.
Grandfather sounds like quite the Renaissance man. The way she describes him, painting her.
Oh, by the light of the moon.
It's incredibly romantic. Maybe I should be taking some notes.
I didn't even know he painted. I don't think anyone did. He had this whole entire life before he met my grandmother.
Ben looks at Mariah.
What?
Just the way you look right now.
Bonjour.
Katrina and Nicholas approach.
Bonjour.
How wonderful it looks.
Nicholas.
We come bearing gifts.
Ah, merci.
Hands them a picnic basket.
We've been working so hard, we thought perhaps you could use a little break.
Merci, thank you. It's very thoughtful.
I won't ask for a tour before it's complete, but from here, it looks as beautiful as I imagine it did when it was built.
Oh, it's probably better, thanks to the leadership of Mariah.
Mariah, you have taught me a very valuable lesson on the importance of fighting for things that matter most. I owe you a lifetime of gratitude.
Well, we won't take up your time. Nicholas is taking you to dinner.
Ah, bon dîner. Thank you again. Have fun.
Merci. Yes. Au revoir.
Katrina and Nicholas go off. The lighthouse on a sunset vista. In the lighthouse, a fire burns in the fireplace. Ben and Mariah?
What?
Read the letters.
She's going to Paris.
And enjoy their picnic.
To join the resistance?
No, for Fashion Week. Yes, no. To join the fight. Listen. Come. She says, I know not how long I will be gone, but I will send word as soon as I return. Beyond my bedroom window, there is a rock shaped like a jewel. And one day, we will stand arm in arm beside that rock and be married. Until then, you are my heart, my soul, my breath. Be well, my love. We will be together again soon.
That's it? That's the last one?
That's it. That's the last letter.
Well, it can't be. We don't know what happened in Paris. We don't even know if she made it back here.
I know my grandfather never married a woman by a rock shaped like a jewel. I know that rock. It's on the other side of the island. My grandfather took me there when I was young. Aikaya.
You know, it's incredible that Nicholas and Catherine found each other 30 years later.
Oui. And to find love once is lucky enough, but to lose it and find it again...
It's almost impossible. What about you? Have you ever been in love? Oh, I'm sorry. You don't have to answer that.
No, it's okay. I just, I'm a little embarrassed. I mean, here I am. I'm a woman who is born in the birthplace of romance, and I've never been in love myself. It's a little, I'm a little against the grain. I'm not sure men know what to make of me. I don't know if it's my work that keeps love away, or if it's me.
Well, it's definitely not the work. You know, if I'm being honest, I don't think it's either.
And you?
There was someone for a time, and... Does it count as love if the other person doesn't feel the same way?
I'm not sure.
That's probably why I move around so much. Gone before things get too complicated. So maybe it's my work that keeps love away, or it's me.
Aren't we just the most depressing pair? No, really. I mean, here we are surrounded by all these beautiful love stories.
No.
We're totally
alone. Do not say it. It is too pathetic. It's just way too pathetic.
I'm sorry. Actually, I don't know why we're laughing.
I don't know why we're laughing either.
Ben leans over and kisses Mariah. They part, looking at each other. The next day at the inn, Jacques passes Catherine in the lobby. Jacques.
Catherine, you're looking very fashionable today.
Catherine.
Thank you, Jacques. I've been invited to go sailing.
Wow.
Are you fine for the afternoon?
Yeah, perfectly. Mariah hasn't been around much lately. She's all right? She's happy?
Very much so.
Jacques smiles sadly. Nicholas appears.
Shall we?
Of course.
Catherine and Nicholas head off.
Bye.
Bye.
Jacques watches them head out. Now in her shop, Mariah works on a plank. Catherine enters. Mariah.
Perfect. Did you remember to... Catherine. I thought you were...
Catherine holds up her hand with an engagement ring on it.
No.
Catherine.
Did he...
The sailboat.
Did he? I couldn't be happier for you. When is the wedding?
As soon as humanly possible.
They embrace. Now at the lighthouse. Ben to Mariah.
Hey, I want to show you something. Come on. Here, come. A little bit farther. Come on. And stop. Turn around.
They turn around and look at the keeper's house.
And look what you've accomplished. You did it.
Ben takes a piece of paper from his pocket. He reads.
Vous avez... Réussi impossible et vous devriez en être incroyablement fier de tonner.
Yes, I'm very proud of my nose.
Oh. Well, you did it.
The truth is, it's you who made this possible.
you're so talented. You work hard. Okay, you're sort of fun to be around, and you make me smile. I have enjoyed this past few months very much.
Yeah, me too.
Ben puts a hand on Mariah's shoulder.
Get your things, Zaya. We're gonna take you on a little adventure.
Come on. Come on.
Okay.
Now they walk with a couple of bicycles.
This is it. I don't even remember where we were driving to, just that it was Granddad and I, and I don't know, we passed by and he pulled the car over, we got out and...
They look across the water.
We stood in this very spot.
At a jewel-shaped boulder.
And when I asked him why he had stopped the car, he just looked at me and he smiled and he said, "This rock, it looks like a jewel, n'est-ce pas?" And that was it. He just stood there for a few minutes and then we left. We never spoke of it again.
Ben points at a window in a nearby castle-like house.
That must be the window.
Ah, yes, the one she talks about in the letter.
Let's see if anybody's home.
They park their bikes and approach the front door. Ben uses the knocker. An older woman answers the door.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Now they sit at a table outside. Bonjour. With the woman. The woman.
I have lived my whole life in this house. I know nothing about this. It's heartbreaking.
Mariah.
Did you know her well, your aunt?
I was born after she left for Paris. My mother was much younger than Adrienne and would not have known much of her romantic life. But she remembered those moments when Adrienne was away. She talked of it often.
Ben.
Did your aunt ever make it back from Paris?
No. Minnie at that time did not. But she was quite celebrated for her bravery. She died a hero.
Is there any chance that you have a photograph of her?
Sadly, all that remains of a few belongings she had with her when she died.
The woman opens a small box. Inside is a small painting.
One love lost. One lost and found 30 years later.
The heart is a wonderful mystery. Powerful enough to move mountains. Delicate enough to shatter at the slightest touch. But if we don't love without restraint, we risk missing out the greatest gift life has to offer.
Now back at Katrine's house, Mariah helps Katrine with her wedding dress.
I've pictured this moment so many times.
Katrine.
Except in my mind, it was always you wearing the dress.
Mariah.
I haven't reached that chapter of my life yet.
Haven't you? I've never seen you so happy as I have this past month. Excited to wake, to go to work.
Well, I've been bringing the lighthouse back to life.
My darling, it's you who has come to life. You're laughing again. There is joy. Call it what you like. I know love when I see it. Don't waste 30 years like I did wondering where it went.
His life is abroad. Mine is here. How could I leave you? How could I leave them?
Oh, my love. I know you want to keep your parents close, but they are not here. They are there. They will always be.
Katrine puts her hand on Mariah's heart.
You're holding on to what was. It's time to discover what can be. You're not alone. I love you. I always will, wherever you are in the world.
They embrace.
No. Shall we get me married?
Now outside at the wedding, Nicholas.
S'il vous plaît, tout le monde.
He addresses the guests.
Petite seconde.
Three decades I spent searching for the thing that would make me feel whole. When all I needed was right here, all alone. My dear Catherine, je t'aime.
Nicholas kisses Catherine. Everyone raises a glass of champagne. The guests enjoy the reception. Catherine and Nicholas feed each other cake. A man plays the accordion.
Oh.
Maurice and Catherine step away from the cake to dance.
May I?
Ben asks Mariah to dance.
You look beautiful.
Thank you. You look,
French?
Oui. Yes, very French. You surprise me at every turn. What? What is it?
I got a call about a job in Chicago. It's something I've been working on for a long time.
Ah, and, you're going?
I'm going, yeah.
And that's it?
Mariah, this summer has been the most amazing.
Don't do this.
Mariah.
No, you're doing what you said you always do. You're leaving before things complicate.
But it is complicated. Your life is here. My life is...
Yes, I understand. Your life is wherever the job takes you.
It's not that simple.
You know what? You don't need to justify why you're going. It's okay. Just go.
I don't want to leave like this. Maybe after Chicago I can, I come back and we can have more time.
And what? Ben, I don't want to spend my life with someone who just comes to see me at their convenience.
Mariah, please.
No, I can't. Please, I can't do this. Just, if you're going to go, please just go. Go.
I'm sorry.
Ben walks away. Now he's leaving his room at the inn. He picks up his bag off the bed and pauses. Outside, the wedding guests enjoy themselves. Catherine joins Mariah sitting alone at a table. Mariah gets up to read a speech. Mariah.
I had this whole thing prepared about, well, about love and how it's pure and everlasting and joyful. But the truth is, I really don't know anything about love. I do know that it surprises us, that it arrives when we least expect.
Ben exits the inn and his cab arrives.
Sometimes it's in a place or a person. Sometimes that person leaves.
He looks back at the inn.
And sometimes they come back. Sometimes they leave this world unexpectedly, and you are left wondering how you will go on. But you do. And sometimes it's in the food we eat, and the wine that we drink, and the view that leaves you breathless.
Now Ben's getting onto a boat.
One thing I know for sure. We cannot control it, no matter how hard we try. And that leaves us vulnerable to it. And all we can do is surrender.
Mariah looks at Katrina and Nicholas.
And these two have done just that. Catherine, Tati. No one deserves this day more than you. You are my aunt, but my best friend, my guardian angel. I'm so happy you have found your love again. Stem.
Moi
aussi. Okay, that's it. Bah, félicitations. Congratulations.
Mariah runs off. Everyone looks surprised. Jacques to Catherine.
Let me speak to her.
Yes.
Jacques goes after Mariah. Jacques joins Mariah sitting on a wall by the lighthouse. Jacques.
When we were little, do you recall collecting the rolls from the butcher paper?
We would stare through them at the sky, pretending we were astronomers, studying the stars.
Mariah.
And we felt so insignificant, like we were little specks floating in the cosmos.
And yet the woman before me is anything but insignificant. She's the brightest star in the sky. Take the risk. You're worth it. And so is he.
She looks out at the water to see Ben's boat departing. Mariah kisses Jacques' cheek. She gets up and runs off. Meanwhile, Ben is on the boat. He pulls out his phone and looks at it. Then puts it back in his pocket.
Hey.
Another passenger requests the seat beside him and Ben moves his bag. The man.
When I was younger, I would stay and dance all night. But these days... That song they played for the first dance. Do you know it? It tells the story of two strangers pushed together by a dancing crowd. And they feel something they have never felt before. Joy. Happiness. They feel fulfilled. But then, the crowd launches into a mad farandole. Everyone dancing together, spinning in circles. And our two strangers are torn apart.
Ben looks toward the lighthouse. Mariah rides her bike to the lighthouse. She runs into the lighthouse and climbs the stairs. She comes out onto the lookout deck. She stands atop the lighthouse looking at the boat. Now the man on the boat continues his story.
The strangers struggle to find one another. They cry out in pain to receive life's greatest gift and then have it snatched away. They are lost, broken.
Ben.
This was a mistake. We have to go back. I have to go back.
Ben stands up.
Stop the boat! Stop the boat!
Yes, we must. This man is in love.
Everyone on the boat applauds. On shore, Mariah exits the lighthouse. She comes out and looks up at the top. The boat continues moving. Ben sits down.
We're not stopping, are we?
No. That was pretty exciting, though.
boat continues on its way. The lighthouse sits on the lonely shore. Later, Mariah sits outside the lighthouse. Ben approaches.
I thought you left.
I did. I stole a lifeboat. It was terrifying.
I tried to signal you, but you came back.
I couldn't leave you.
I didn't want you to.
I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you, too.
Lesson number two. The people in your life are everything.
They kiss in the light of the golden sunset. Just then, the beacon from the lighthouse shines down on them.
I swear it wasn't me.
They embrace tightly. Sometime later, in the finished keeper's house.
To love.
Mariah, Nicholas, Katrine, and Ben share wine.
Both lost and found.
Nicholas pours. Nicholas.
To new beginnings. To the places we've been. And the places we're heading. And to the light that will always be here to guide us home. And to a honeymoon 30 years overdue. Santé.
Santé. Santé.
They raise their glasses, then drink.
Nicholas.
Oh.
Nicholas gives Mariah the key.
The key.
Mariah.
Oui. We will take very good care of it while you are away.
Katrine.
No, my darling. You will take great care of it because it belongs to you now.
The world deserves to share in its beauty, to revel in its history. It's yours. It always has been.
Mariah looks at Ben.
Besides, this cottage isn't big enough for all of us.
Katrine steps closer to Mariah.
We wanted you to have it.
I'll see you.
They embrace.
We have a plane to catch.
Yes.
Everyone exits the lightkeeper's house. Katrine and Nicholas get into a car.
Wow. Bon voyage!
Bon voyage!
They drive off. Ben and Mariah watch them go. They turn and look toward the lighthouse. The beacon glows. Shot of the wide blue sea. Credits.